Next Thursday in Ybor City, a rally is being organized by the group Energy Citizens that has a pro-oil and anti-cap-and-trade agenda they're promulgating. The first of at least 20 such rallies was held earlier this week in Houston. But as has been reported by various alternative media sources, the campaign is organized by the American Petroleum Institute, working with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the National Association of Manufacturers. In fact, there are over 100 state and national trade groups representing the oil, gas, coal, and agribusiness industries, as well as conservative organizations supporting Energy Citizens. John Powers is the Chief Operating Officer with the Truman National Security Project and a member of Operation Free, a coalition of veterans and national security organizations.
Unfortunately, Big Oil and their Washington lobbyists have gone and formed the Energy Citizens, which is a front group now that to keep them from losing the record profits that they've seen over the last few years. Unfortunately, they also do not see America's best interest at heart. And as a result, I don't think the American people want their security in the hands of Big Oil.
Eric Walter is the former environmental strategist in the Boston office of SD Environmental Partners. He mentioned last year's political conventions, saying they demonstrated a clear difference in energy philosophy from the drill, baby, drill mantra expressed by the Republicans in St. Paul versus Barack Obama's call for investing $150 billion into green energy over 10 years.
It was one of his big applause lines, and the American people overwhelmingly favored that green energy agenda. And according to a Zogby poll released this past week, they still favor that green agenda.
Malter blasted the group hosting the town meetings on energy this week, called Energy Citizens.
Unlike the green energy majority, Energy Citizens is not a grassroots organization. They are an AstroTurf organization funded and promoted by groups that are trying to kill clean energy jobs legislation and the clean energy jobs agenda that's overwhelmingly favored by the American people.
Organizers with Energy Citizens say their events are not designed to oppose the climate legislation that passed the House earlier this summer, but rather to highlight flaws in the bill and recommend steps that the Senate should take to fix the measure. Energy Citizens held a protest meeting this past week in Houston, which Malter said is also the home to Horizon Wind, one of the world's largest wind companies.
There are millions and millions of jobs waiting to be had in the wind industry, and many tens of thousands of them will be in the Houston area. It's sort of like watching the protest of the horse and buggy unions in Detroit in 1909, saying that Henry Ford's going to kill all the jobs. It's just ridiculous.
Operation Free is comprised of veterans who say it's a matter of national security that America free itself of its dependency on foreign oil. John Powers with the Truman National Security Project was asked if the economic argument that the American Petroleum Institute is advocating trumps the call for national security.
There's actually a group called the Veterans Green Job Alliance out in Colorado, which is working to train wounded warriors on doing green jobs. But as veterans, we can come around and talk about what we know, and that's national security. And that's why we took this message. And we think it is incredibly important, and the American people are listening.